Bill, how long ago was it we made that list together?
Close to 4 years ago.
3 or 4 years ago, Bill comes into my office. We're talking about some stress and some strain in life. And he starts listing off some things that were troubling him. And so we flip to Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What a beautiful promise. So I told him, let's just make a list. Let's make the laundry list. I love doing that. Here's the top things that are stressing me out. I think I sent that to Dina here. And so Bill starts jotting down time with Burgundy. Number two, getting ahead with finances. He lists several things underneath that. Loneliness, family, wife, Burgundy, kids, anxiety, removal of all of it, spiritual progress, joy, patience, peace, presence, comfort, all these things. He starts listing them off. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. Bill walks in my office this last week. Said they're kind of stressing about some stuff. They go to the post office. He sends Valerie out to find something in the car. She comes back and she's this crumpled up list. She's like, Philippians 4 list. What is this all about? And she says to him, why don't you just check off the things on the list or star the things on the list the Lord has answered for you? They start going down the list and putting stars beside everything that he prayed about that the Lord had did. I counted there was 22 things on the list. 15 were checked. 7 were not checked, but 2 of those were wife and kids. So that'll be sooner than later, I think. We'll check those off the list. 1 of those was the removal of all anxiety, and that's not checked off my list either. So I'd say out of 22, getting almost 20 of those things checked off is pretty incredible. So I'm like, I'm just about to bawl when he shows me this list. I had completely forgotten about it. He had forgotten about it. Valerie brought it to his attention. The Lord never forgot about it, though. The prayers of the saints are powerful and effective, and they accomplish much as they are working. Stuff that you prayed 3 and 4 years ago, I promise you guys, the Lord has not forgotten about it. So, prayer works. God works through prayer. And the more of it we do, the more of his kingdom we're going to see coming on the earth. We are going to have a wedding. For any who want to stay, we've got a taco bar downstairs that's available for anybody. But before we do, Bill wanted to say a couple things.
So, the story about the note, that's kind of how this whole marriage happened. My plan, of course, was to wait and try to get a ring and wait till finances were better. The whole reason we found this was because I was tripping out about money and my back's thrown out and I haven't been able to work for Ryan and bills are piling up. And we were actually looking for my birth certificate so that I could try to get my Social Security card to donate plasma. But the same time we were in the office talking about that, we started talking about marriage and what we were wanting to do. And honestly, I can't tell you, I can't give you a specific thing that Jonathan had said or that talked us into it. We knew we wanted to get married, but it's literally just like the spirit took over. The way that the body surrounded us about it, we don't have any money for this. You know what I mean? We don't even have the money for the wedding license right now, to tell you the truth. But, the body surrounded us, took care of everything. For the past 2 days, I just keep getting this image in my head, and it's just like the body's got us surrounded, holding us up, almost like a sacrifice to the Lord. So I wanted to thank everybody for that. There was one thing. All this happened so fast, and it was so unbelievable that I never really got a chance to do this. So would you make me the happiest man in the world to marry me?
That was cool.
I didn't pass out either. It was
good job. Let's have you stand right up here, guys. I want to pray for you before we go into this ceremony here. And just bless these guys. We're going to end our service like this, guys. If a few of you would, just gather in here together.